can't just look the other way anymore. Not after everything. All the sacrifices. Doll, I put you through the ringer, but that doesn't even begin to explain it. Look at me. Ignore the wounds. I'm fine. Can you just trust me right now? Good. You're in one piece. If I say I'm fine, you just need to trust me. Careful where you touch. I told you it's nothing, doll. Nothing to me. They're getting more sneaky. Setting up this trap. Yeah. Just walking home became a little dangerous today. Strange weather we're having. That bombs rain from the sky. At least you're not hurt, doll. Don't look at me that way. Come on, chin up, puppy. I love you. And it's still that kind of puppy love, even if things got way too complicated, way too fast. Shut up. Better yet, I'll shut you up like that. I mean what I was saying. I'm fine. Maybe I don't have some kind of speedy recovery, but I don't need it. I've got you, don't I? Oh, come on. You can't say that when all you've been doing is the same as me. Pushing yourself to your limit on the daily, barely sleeping. How do you expect me not to? You're so stupid. At this rate, you'll burn out. Me? You think I'll burn out? Baby doll, you're worrying about the wrong things. I'd worry more about our enemies. These tribulations on the way home are just signs that we're more popular than we thought we were. Damn it. I said I'm fine. Hey, no need to go that far. We're almost home. I can walk the rest of the way. Fine. It's just a little embarrassing getting a piggyback ride from you. I guess I can't complain, though. You're warm. You always have been. I love you. And I can't help it. I feel at home. Even after the smoldering ruins of this city street. Maybe I really have lost my mind. But then again, I think not. So you think I did? Be honest. Well, maybe a little bit. But I'm glad I have enough sense to still appreciate you. Look, I didn't want my life to end up this way, and I'm sure you didn't want to follow me here, but you did, and I did, and everything fell apart, but we didn't, right? So, There's still a chance we make it out of here in one piece. I'm still hopeful, because it was only last month that things started getting bad. When I got kicked out of UA. When everyone started looking at me like that. I thought my life was over. Then you came. Then he came. It's funny. Never did I think I'd be on this side of the line. It's like some sort of forbidden rule. You never see yourself as someone bad until you're standing next to someone who else, but a bad guy. You're kind of a bad one, huh? Obsessed with me from the start. I should have known that since day one, your obsession was genuine. It's nothing. Just some smoke in my lungs. Hey, don't worry about that. At least the LOV hasn't been so bad so far. I can't say that I've enjoyed it completely, but they're all human, just the same. Heroes, villains. The only difference is one of those groups feels like a hypocrite. Full of justice, spewing at every other word. And then, when it comes down to it, when you try and tell what happened, they just blame you, saying that you're a disgrace. Did everyone go through that? Wonder what Kachan thinks. No. If I'm being completely honest, he's just a bully. And I don't need those in my life. God knows I've had enough. I've had so much I could have snapped at any moment, doll. I could have snapped so many times before. Pushing over the edge, throwing my things away, bullying me since I can remember, which hurts even more because we used to be friends. It's no longer a rivalry, is it? It feels weird to say he's my enemy. And it feels weird to say I'm a villain. Damn. I have a lot of things to think about. Sorry, I got a little mouthy there. Huh? Yeah. No, it's not like that. I'm not upset. More like contemplating. Not just revenge, no. As much as I may seem inclined for revenge, I think I'd rather change something on a macro scale. To really change and make society look at itself in the face, no matter how ugly that face is. No more fake justice, but real justice. What people deserve. Not just heroes, they just get in the way. And I'm not saying they're all bad. I know everybody knows they're not. There's some genuinely good heroes, and I have to acknowledge them. I'll try not to hurt them. And All Might. I have mixed feelings about him. I don't know if he ever believed in me, or if it just fell to pieces with the incident. I can't tell. I want to know, but at the same time, it's scary. You ever feel that way? Ties to your old life. When you have to burn bridges, it feels like that panging in your chest, that sinking in your stomach. I can't tell which is more accurate. But I can tell that right now, right here, I don't want to lose again. And I don't want to lose this precious place. That might be my last chance. Yeah. Is that what you think? That it's gonna go that smoothly? Well, I might say that if it was better circumstances, but if they're resorting to this, can't say they view us very highly. In fact, it might be Kachan's doing. All these explosions, but what kind of idiot does that when someone, a pedestrian, could have gotten injured instead? Is it stupid that even on this side of that red line in the sand, I can't help but care what happens to people who aren't involved in this? They didn't put me here. They did nothing wrong. I want this fight to be between us and them, involving no one else. And I know it's wishful thinking. It's not something that I can accomplish unless I'm much stronger. So much stronger that it's overwhelming. But I don't want to lose that concept, that heart that I've always had. If I did, I think I'd be a monster unlike anything else. I know how cold and calculating I can be. You've even seen it. In that split second that the bombs went off, I had to move. And I had to choose something. It wasn't easy, but I made my choice. I'd be a liar if I said I regretted that I couldn't save everything. Everyone. But sometimes, life doesn't give us that kindness. You know? So I'm trying my best not to dwell on it. Sorry. It just hurt a little. No, don't worry. By the time we get back, I'm sure I'll be as good as new. Probably. Don't worry, I don't think it's anything serious. I'm just sore all over. Pushed myself to my limits, using One For All. I have to wonder how they would feel, knowing this betrayal, if you even want to call it that. I would still stand in front of them, with a smile on my face, saying that I'm still trying to be the same man I was before. But now it's different. After everything. After everything I had to change. It was different. When UA became a mess. When they kicked me out. Everything changed that I know you saw that I reclused. You were the only tie I had to everything. My past, my present and my future. And even then, I didn't think I'd ever see you again. To think it would be in this way. From enemies to something more. Is it some sort of romantic cliche that my feelings for you bloomed even as your obsession with me at first scared me a little? I couldn't help it. When I saw the true you, I was shocked. But then I realized something. Obsession is honesty. Just as much as conviction isn't always justice. There's more to things. They're not 100% clear until you get to know someone. And I took that chance. I had nothing to lose, and I took your hand. And when we walked through those doors, I saw familiar faces. I just didn't think they'd be welcoming. It was so strange. Going from a group of enemies to what we are now. It's so different. I feel like it's a family. Even more so than when I had my friends before. Maybe that's why it was such an easy choice. Because I didn't have to lose something that I hadn't already lost. Because we ended up here. And, well, it felt like home sweet home. Plus, I think if any of you, least of all you, Doll, were trying to get under my skin, manipulate me into something I'm not, I would have caught on to that. I'm not stupid, you know. And I definitely won't be anyone's fool. Instead, I think I'd much rather be self-aware, understanding what exactly I'm getting involved in and who I really am. Taking a hard look in the mirror really helped me. Ow, ow. Anesthetics hurt. Explosions hurt too, but something about the sting always catches me off guard. But thank you. Isn't it a pain? Always patching me up? What's with that look? You're making me smile too. I guess happiness is contagious. And because you're someone so genuine, yet so hurt, it makes me want to smile for you. I've never met someone like you. Not even once. You're different from the rest. The League is a place of outcasts, brought together by this ragtag family of a dream. And I want to lead that dream somewhere good. No, not necessarily, but kind of. What I'm trying to do is keep the heart of it and be someone that makes this place more than just a home, but an ideal, a symbol of true justice. At least that's the idea. I'm not exactly sure how I would do it or what I can really do. Ow, 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 ow. Thanks for tending to my wounds. Told you they weren't too bad. Why do you look upset? Sorry for worrying you. I stepped in front of that explosion because I didn't want to see you hurt. And I'll admit it's selfish, but I've got the strength quirk here. I know you can handle yourself. I'm not trying to say that, but I guess I wanted to be cool for you. Is that so much to ask? No, it's... I know I can't be cool if I'm badly injured, but we lucked out today, right? Did the kiss come with the care? I'm not sure I've ever been treated this nice. Well, doctor, nurse, what would you like to do? What do you prescribe? Oh my, that's quite drastic. But I guess if it's your orders, then who am I to argue? I love you. And I don't say it enough because I'm afraid of the word. Because Mom was so loving to me, but it didn't stop her from getting in trouble. It didn't save her from what happened. I guess love is something of a double-edged sword, you know? I'm obsessed with you too. I return those feelings twofold in the end. It's because I love you so much that I step in front of a bomb. Not because I had any intention of getting wounded, but because I didn't want to see you in pain. I didn't want to lose you. No more lost hearts. No more pain. And no more anything that doesn't involve me holding you. I love you. And that isn't going to change. Can't. Because I won't let it. I love you too much for this. I love you. Wait. Nurse? Doctor? What do you want me to call you? You can't just go right into that. Oh, God. It does feel good. But if you do this, what if someone walks in? This is the medical bay. It's dangerous. Why do you look so happy about that? You're into the risky stuff, aren't you? I guess I shouldn't be shocked. Feeling your hand in my pants like this is, wow. I can feel every detail as your fingers brush over me. Nurse, I can't. If you continue, I'll lose my mind. What do you mean? That's the idea. You can't just do that. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. What do you mean by telling me not to move? Of course I'm gonna squirm around when you're touching me so vigorously, so tenderly, so intently. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Your hands feel good. I love you. I do. But you're not being fair right now. What do you mean that's the point? What does that even mean? Not the head of my cock. If your fingers tease there. Fuck. What do you mean I'm a good little patient? Don't look down on me. I can't reach you. It's frustrating. You having all the control right now. And to think you'd be stroking my cock while you're touching yourself. It makes me even harder. Damn. I love you so much, but you could be damn cruel sometimes. I'm sounding more like Kachan by the day. And that's not a good thing. If your goal was to drive me insane and to make me nervous but on the edge of coming. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come soon. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. Don't stop. I can't even think. I can only feel. Fuck. 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 Oh. Oh. Fuck. I can't think straight with you touching me like that. Don't stop. Fuck. Why'd you stop so suddenly? You gotta keep going till. Yeah, like that. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fuck. You're making me melt. Can't think. Can only feel. It's like my brain is turned into mush. Fuck. Fuck me. God. This is a new side to USC. Taking control when I can't defend myself. You're truly befitting of the villain title. Fuck. Yeah. It's like you're showing off how you're touching me and touching yourself. Fuck. It's so hot. But I can't. I can't. I won't be able to hold back soon. Fuck. Oh, your mouth. Oh, fuck, your mouth. Oh my god, fuck. Oh my god, dude. Fuck. 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 Oh. Oh god. Fuck. Oh god. Something about you looking up while you're sucking my dick. Oh god, you make me feel so good. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, fuck me, baby. I don't care anymore. Just. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, I feel dizzy from the pleasure. God damn. Fuck. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh god, puppy. Fuck. Oh god. Oh, fuck, 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 oh my god, fuck. I'm gonna come so hard, so hard. Oh god, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck. I can't hold back much more, puppy doll. Fuck. Oh god. Nurse, I can't. Your treatment's too much for me. Coming. Lost my energy. You happy now? Naughty, naughty. Yeah, I knew from the start you were one hell of a naughty soul. I'm well aware. I didn't think it could feel that good. Oh, fuck. This might be a bad habit. You coercing me into this? Well, yeah, but... Fine. You win. I love you, and... You prescribed the best medicine, nurse. Just what the doctor ordered, I guess. I do feel better, just... Damn. You really didn't hold back, did you? As it should be, right? That's how we need to be, you and I. You're my obsession too, doll. Mine. Got it? Look forward to next time. Because I won't let you have all the control. You ought to wrestle that right out of me. Good luck with that, nurse. Because this patient might just get a sweet little revenge, don't you think?